भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 एंटाइटल स्टेटस को एंड चैप्टर 33 एंटाइटल एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कपिला एंड टेक्स्ट 13। सा च पीतनयोक्तेन योगदेशेन योगयुग् तस्मिन्नाश्रमापिते सरस्वत्या समाहिता। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग सा शी च एंड अपि ऑल्सो तनया by her son, yuktena, spoken, yoga adeshena, by the instruction on yoga, yoga yuk, engaged in bhakti yoga, tasmin, in that, ashrame, hermitage, apide, the flower crown, Sarasvatya, of the Saraswati, Samahita, fixed in Samadhi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: as instructed by her son, Devahuti also began to practice Bhakti Yoga in that very ashrama. She practiced Samadhi in the house of Kardama Muni, which was so beautifully decorated with flowers that it was considered the flower crown of the river Saraswati. Purport: Devahuti did not leave her house because it is never recommended for a woman to leave her home. She is dependent. The very example of Devahuti was that when she was not married, she was under the care of her father Swayambhuva Manu, and then Swayambhuva Manu gave her to Kardama Muni in charity. She was under the care of her husband in her youth, and then her son Kapila Muni was born. As soon as her son grew up, her husband left home, and similarly the son, after discharging his duty towards his mother, also left. She could also have left home, but she did not. Rather, she remained at home and began to practice Bhakti Yoga as it was instructed by her great son Kapila Muni. And because of her practice of Bhakti Yoga, the entire home became just like a flower crown on the river Saraswati. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salakya Sakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandegam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa श्री रूपं सागरिजातं सगगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सचि साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्णपादान् सगगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सारि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो Kapila Muni have given some instruction to Devahuti. Earlier, Devahuti was a great princess. She is the daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, who is the first Prajapati. Who agreed to Brahma's desire to populate the world. So he gave charity to Kardama Muni. So Kardama Muni, also very self-realized sage, he wanted to leave home because he wants to meditate and perfect his life and set an example. So he left the Devahuti in the hands of Kapila Muni. Now Kapila Muni, for last few chapters we have seen his instruction on devotional service, mainly speaking on Sankhya philosophy, that is analytical of material elements and how that actually help us to understand we can develop the relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhakti Yoga. Now Kapila Muni also instructed, and he is getting permission from his mother to leave home. Now it's interesting that this theme we see, Prabhupada always again and again write that women needs to be protected and has to be given protection. So when she is young, she is under the protection of her father, and when she is in youth, she was given in charity to in husband or married. And when she is old, then the son take care of her. Even we see in the pastime of Lord Ram, that Mother Sita was not alone, then Ravan kidnapped her. So to set an example that this protection is given not in a exploitative mentality or not in a, or lording it over tendency. For them to progress, at the same time, when given protection, it is said that a man, for example, in grihastha ashram, a good wife is needed for him to progress in spiritual life as well. So this whole episode is a culmination of Devahuti's journey, that she is perfection. This verse is showing her perfection in Bhakti Yoga, that she practiced Samadhi in the house of Kardama Muni. Samadhi is the last stage of yoga. So this month, especially when a woman is married to husband, there is a pastime, the esoteric pastime, that this month they send the girl to their parents' house. This 2 months, this is a month of Shravan. So one time, Radharani was there in house where Jatila, Kutila, all are there, and she is expecting someone will come from, you know, Barshana to take her home back. She was not, no one is coming, so she was not happy because she wants to go this month to Barshana to be with the parents. So she sent a message to her father, Rishabhanu. Then, so Kirtida, who is the mother of Radharani, she requested Sridham, who is the brother of Radharani, to go and get Radharani home. But then Kirtida also know that, you know, Radharani, that her in-law are very strict. She will not leave. So she prepares some sweets and snacks and everything, like lot of preparation. She gave it to Sridham that if any problem happen, give this sweet to in-law. So she will be happy. Then she will send Radharani. So Sridham, so every day and night Radharani, Srimati Radharani used to see the road which is coming from Varshana. No one is coming. So one fine day morning, Sridham, he came and she was so happy. And then she asked, why you came so late? You are my brother, you used to come in the start of the month and take me. You are delayed. So then Sridham went and met Jatila. Then he said, you know, I will take Radharani with me to home. She said, no, no, you know, that is so much work is there. Who will do this all this work if you are taking, you know, Srimati Radharani? He said, no, no, you know, my mother prepared a lot of sweets and snacks. You see, you know, have this, you know, please send. Then she said, okay, I'll send it. I'll have this, keep these snacks. So then Radharani come to Barshana. So there all the gopis are friends of Radharani's are waiting. So they're happily receiving. And then they have this swing in the courtyard of King Varsana. So they're all the gopis and Radharani is playing in the swing. And even though happy, she is back, she is with the, you know, parents' house, but she was not complete because Krishna is not there. So she feel, you know, incomplete, and she was little sad. Oh, Krishna is not there. But Krishna is Krishna. So he comes in disguise sometimes. So he comes in disguise as a gopi, and then he comes inside the King Barshana's palace. So Krishna started pushing the Radharani in the swing. So Krishna, what he did? He pushed so fast. So because of fear, so Srimati Radharani started sounding, oh Krishna, where are you? I am fearful. Please save me. So when that happened, Krishna used this opportunity and jumped on the swing. So Radharani tightly holded Krishna, and then Krishna was swinging. So Krishna was so happy because to get Radharani to hold Krishna, he always have to do some trick, some twist or some, you know, like a plot and everything. But this time he don't have to do anything. Because of the swing, there's so much fear, Radharani is holding Krishna. So Krishna was so happy. So, when Krishna is happy, obviously, Srimati Radharani is happy, and all the gopis are happy, and the whole atmosphere is very happy. So here, today, is Julan Yatra. So we are going to have the swing. The whole spiritual life is that somehow or other we make Radha Krishna happy. In material world, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that you have to work. You have to work, you cannot be inactive even for a moment. To maintain the body, you have to work. But when we work or when we do activity for our own enjoyment, then that is lust. But when we do activity, when we work for the pleasure of Krishna, then that becomes spiritual. So here we see the whole house like decorated with flowers. So today we'll see the devotees are working so hard, and every day we see different flowers and decoration and whatnot, just to make Krishna happy. And that's the point, that when we make our endeavor, when we make our effort to make or please Krishna, then you don't have to worry, because everyone is pleased. So like for example, when the swing is happening, Krishna is there, the devotees are there, and kirtan is happening, and it's a most intimate pastime, and we get an opportunity to serve in that intimate pastime. So that's what makes us so happy, and it's an opportunity. And if you see in our yearly calendar, for example, if you are feeling hot, we turn on the AC. Or if you want cold, we turn on the heater. Or if you're feeling thirst, or get some air, we go for a walk. So we make sure that we are always in a comfort zone. That's what makes us happy. So similarly, according to different seasonal and according to different temperature, weather and condition, we try to give pleasure to the deities. So when, in the springtime, they celebrate, Basant Panchami, songs and beautiful songs and whatnot. Then after spring, there is summer. So very hot. So they celebrate Chandan Yatra. So they apply sandal, wood paste, musk, camphor, different kinds of paste. So that way cools the body of Krishna. But sometimes it is even more hot. So Chandan Yatra is not enough. So they celebrate Snan Yatra. So they bathe the Lord with the cool water to make sure he is hydrated. So Snan Yatra, the Jagannath gets sick, then Radha Yatra comes. Because after the rainy season, the atmosphere is very heavy and very humid. It's very thick air. And even though it's rain and water is there, but you still sweat because not much air is there. So this month that is Shravan month, July, August, they celebrate is Julan Yatra. So that we can give nice breeze to the Lordship. So we see that, so we always see opportunity to give pleasure to Krishna. And that's what makes a devotee feel better when he trying to make some endeavor to give pleasure to Krishna. So then, when the Julan Yatra or the Lordship is there, how do we approach the Supreme Lord? The festival is there. How do we approach? So in this regard, I was thinking, I'll share you one pastime. So when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and then he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So this news reached somewhere to Narasimhananda Brahmachari. There was a Brahmachari. So he was so happy. So he wanted to, he was not there in Navadvip. Then he started to meditate. His meditation is that he is building a road from where Mahaprabhu is there to Vrindavan in his mind. So he wanted a nice road with jewels and all the diamonds and things like that, and then size of the road, all the flowers, and there are lakes, certain spot, so that Mahaprabhu can take bath, like that. He was started building. And after a certain point, he couldn't able to go. The road disappeared. So he was building till Kana in Andashala. There's a place 200 miles away from Calcutta. So he was building, and then that point, his dream broke. Then he trying to build again. No. So he said that, oh, Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan, but he will not go to Vrindavan this time. He will go till Kana in Andashala, and then he will come back. And the devotee is thinking, okay. So, why saying this story is that for a devotee, our philosophy is, Rupa Goswami says, that use everything in the service of Krishna. So basically we use matter in the service of Krishna, then that matter becomes spiritualized. So we use our body. So maybe it could be from subtle or gross. So matter can be subtle or gross. So our mind is also a matter. Our mind is also a subtle body, is a matter. And when we, offering this kind of to Krishna is same as good as constructing a golden road to Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada write in that section that for a devotee, he has to offer subtle and gross matter in the service of Krishna and get the same result. So we can also meditate. Today Julan, we can build our own Julan in our mind. What kind of flowers we want, what kind of decoration we want, what color pattern, what is the dress of Radharani or Sri Krishna, how they should sit, what are the pearls, what are the necklace. This is the best meditation. These 5 days, we can meditate, we can have our own Julan in our mind. We can also even participate. For this is like as good as we are building a, Julan. Because we are all, the meditation is same as when it presented, because it always start with your subtle. Creation, you see, this in this section we see about creation. Creation means it start from subtle, then end up in gross. But when it comes to destruction, it start with gross and end up in subtle. So creation all started with this most subtle matter, ether. So when we want to offer to Krishna, it has to come from a subtle. So Narasimhananda Brahmachari, he was meditating like this. So then how do we approach? So Mahaprabhu, then he was traveling and he came to Puliagram or Ramkeli. No one knows why Mahaprabhu came there. There is two brothers, Roop and Sanatan. They wanted to see Mahaprabhu. Even the Nawab Hussain Shah was there. He asked, who is this person? He is attracting so many people. He must be Supreme Personality of Godhead, or he must be a prophet. Otherwise, how is it possible? Then he called his secretary, Keshava Chatri, his secretary, he called. He said, can you go and check who is this person who has come to this village? But he knew that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he don't want to make his king as enemy to the Supreme Lord. So he said, he's just a normal mendicant, he's a sannyasi, he's just, you know, traveling, and he won't be staying here, he will just go, you know, you don't have to worry. Then the king said, oh, is it? Oh, like that? Okay. But the king also has his minister, which is Rupa Goswami. So he called Dabir Kas, come here. Who is this person? A devotee is a devotee. You know, use an opportunity to glorify the Lord. He said, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the one who is giving your kingdom. Your kingdom is going nicely. You are giving blessing. You are flourishing because of who? Because of him only. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why are you asking me? You are representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead. You ask your mind. Whatever mind says, you will let me know. Like that you have said. Then, you know, but, you know, Nawab Hussain Shah, he was very favorable. He said, I think he is a supreme person. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. So he said, don't disturb him. Leave him. But Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they wanted to meet Mahaprabhu. So in the middle of the night, they came out of the ministry, kingdom, and they went to meet Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu was there. So Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu associates were there. Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur. So everyone was there. So Roop and Sanatan. So they went and they met Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. They said, Mahaprabhu, you go. They said, Mahaprabhu, there are two people who wanted to see you. The Mahaprabhu said, okay. So when they approached Mahaprabhu, they took a bunch of straw and they put in between their teeth and they went in front of Mahaprabhu and they fell like a rod, dandavat. And they said, actually, we don't have any qualification to even come before you. They're saying, we don't have any qualification because we are the lowest of the lowest. We are coming from the Malecha background. My name is Dabir Kas and his name is Sakara Malik. We are from Malecha and we are serving continuously Malecha. We are more sinner than Jagai Madai. They are saying, see, Jagai Madai is born in a Brahmana family. They are living in the Dham, Navadip. They never served anyone else. They never worked under anyone. They are not associated with Malecha and Yavanas. All they did is, they did some sinful activities. But, because they were blaspheming you, that means, they were chanting the holy name of you in a blaspheming way. So all their reaction, all the sum total of their reaction has been burned to ashes by the dim reflection of your chanting of the holy name. But just by blaspheming you and telling your name in the mood of blasphemy, that is much enough to burn all the sum total of reaction of all the sinful activities. So they are not sinful, they are not sinners. But see, we ourselves, we are serving the Malecha. We are associating with the people who are meat eaters. We are as good as same as them. We are serving under them. Even though we are born in Brahmin family, but we are Muslim. We are the most fallen. That this is the mood they approach the Supreme Lord. If you want to be, if you are progressing in bhakti, we have to follow in the steps of previous acharyas. So we have this Julan, we have this Darshan. We think, I am the most qualified person to come in front of Mahaprabhu. I am the first person who can push the Julan, because I am the most qualified. This has to be corrected. Because Rupa and Sanatan, they are the acharyas of our line, and they are feeling they are nowhere qualified to even come before Mahaprabhu. They are presenting themselves as the most fallen. And they said, we are the most fallen, so please give mercy to us. If you give mercy, then you will be known as Patita Pavan, because we are the most fallen. If you give mercy, your glories will be spreading all over the universe, because you saved the most fallen. And we are the most fallen. So please give your mercy. So the devotee is begging. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, you know, please stop this. Your humility is actually breaking my heart. Don't do this. And your name is Rup and Sanatan. Hereafter, your name. So Mahaprabhu gave initiation. No more Dabir, Kas and Sakara Malik. Your name will be Rup Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. So Mahaprabhu gave initiation at that time to Rup and Sanatan. And then Mahaprabhu lifted them. They embraced. And then when Mahaprabhu put their hand on the head of Rupa and Sanatan, they fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu, and they hold the feet of Mahaprabhu and they placed on their chest. They were associates of Mahaprabhu. They were so happy. They were so happy that someone is receiving the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada in that section he writes that a Vaishnava is one who is not envious when he see other Vaishnava receiving mercy. There is no envy or jealous when some other Vaishnava is receiving more mercy than me. So Prabhupada write that if he has envy or jealousy, then he is not a Vaishnava. And not only that, Prabhupada write that, because you know, you have to understand, Prabhupada also had this problem. The God brothers were not supporting him when he was establishing the movement. The God brothers were fighting among themselves. Agun Jwalpe. There is a fire in the mat. All the when Bhakti Siddhanta, his heart was disheartened when he met Prabhupada in Radhakund. He said, these people, you know, we got this big bazaar. In big bazaar, we got this palace, marble, temple, someone gave, and these people are fighting for this room and that room.
Marbles.
Marbles, yeah. Bhakti Siddhanta gave to Prabhupada instruction that if all you get any money, print books. I'm happy to rip off all these marbles, sell and print more books. So the mood was that they were fighting. And Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj left, then it was become really chaotic. They split it into two groups, and they, you know, they wanted the property. They were climbing. The senior sannyasi, he was climbing, and then Bhakti Siddhanta secretary, you know, his administrator, he also climbing that he belongs to all the property to him. And there was a 10-year court case were going on. So Prabhupada write in that purport that Acharya is not by a popular vote or a judgment given by a magistrate. Because after the court case, court gave this person will be the representative or something, you know. So, Prabhupada write, it's not by a popular vote or by the magistrate giving an order that, okay, he is Acharya, he is not. So Prabhupada say that's by, because when the associates of Mahaprabhu was present, and then when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami got the mercy, then Mahaprabhu said, okay, you also give all your mercy to them. Then they went and fell in each and every Vaishnava devotee feet and received the mercy. We see when in the initiation time that someone is getting initiation means he is getting the mercy. So that's the way the Rupa and Sanatana approaching the Supreme Lord and receiving the mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we have this opportunity. We have this Julan Yatra. If we can approach in the same mood of Rupa and Sanatana, then obviously the Supreme Personality of Godhead will give us mercy to us. Because He will be pleased with our activity, with our mood. So this Julan Yatra, Prabhupada actually written a letter to Jayapataka Swami that how to celebrate. So he has given the guideline that it will be a 5-day celebration and ending Balram Purnima. Then he said this is a festival, it's a great festival. You know, the deities has to be dressed every day, different dress, and then give lot of prasadam and do sankirtan. So that's a guideline Prabhupada said, because in different places they celebrate in different number of days. But ISKCON in Srila Prabhupada, so he is given the guideline, and it's a wonderful opportunity. We see in Krishna book or in 10th canto that the pastime, like every day there is something happening, some picnic or some boys to come together, having food together, enjoying, they are having wrestling or some game. So this is the That atmosphere we are creating here. The song is about the Vrindavan. So the gopis and gopas are coming together, creating this Julan for the pleasure of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. It's always a transcendental competition. The devotees want to please the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord and the internal concert, Srimati Radharani, they want to put devotees in front. Who is giving pleasure more? So, this is a great opportunity. All can come and push the Julan so that the Krishna will, we get, our anathas are pushed. So we can able to celebrate this festival in a proper mode. Yeah, thank you very much. I'll just see if anyone have a question or comments or correction. Yeah.
As you said that Gautama Muni left Devahuti in the hands of Kapila, then why did Kapila leave?
So in Prabhupada writes that he has a particular duty towards his mother, that like for example spiritual master and a disciple, there is a particular duty there that he has to instruct and train in the path of bhakti yoga. So the spiritual master give instruction to the disciple, and then he train him under the bona fide spiritual master, and then spiritual master goes to preach and to different places. So similarly, so there is a particular duty. So Kapila Muni is setting an example that his mother asks a lot of questions, right? Who will save me? Take me out of this fear. I'm in deep ignorance. So many questions she asked. And Kapila Muni said all the answer and said, do bhakti, you'll be fine. And now she is in samadhi. Samadhi is the highest stage. She is so happy inside. So she don't need anyone now. So at home, she is chanting and she is so happy. So Kapila Muni said, okay, I'm going. Now you are so happy. Now no doubt, no confusion, no fear. She is in trance. So Kapila Muni left.
Yes, Manandu, you were referring to that letter Prabhupada wrote about Jinan Yatra.
Yeah.
You want to tell us some details? Where is it happening?
Yeah, I can tell. It's a letter, 1st of August 1969. Letter to Jayapathak Swami. Letter book, page number 977. That's a reference. Yeah. He said, this is a letter. Regarding Jhulan Yatra ceremony, during these 5 days, the deity's clothing should be changed every day and there should be nice prasadam distribution and sankirtana as far as possible. If you are able to do it, a nice throne may be constructed on which the deities can be placed. This throne may be swung gently during kirtana. That will be very good. And surely the deities will enjoy the function. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, 1st August 1969, letter to Jayapataka Swami. Thank you. Okay. Antra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jhulan Yatra Mahotsav ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.